You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. A Camillus man already accused of killing three people in a car accident near OCC early this year had his bail revoked Monday from a new arrest this weekend. WAER's Chris Bolt reports Onondaga County's district attorney tried to make it difficult for him to ever get out of jail.
31-year-old Anthony Saccone is facing several new charges, including reckless driving, after police say he performed a burnout in a car, driving on a suspended license, and had been drinking. Onondaga County District Attorney Bill Fitzpatrick filled us in as to what police discovered.
The sheriff's noticed a car that was doing a spin out, you know, just hitting the gas, the car not moving, but just burning rubber with the back wheels, and then taking off at an unsafe rate of speed down the road. And when they pulled the car over, they noticed some shuffling from within the vehicle, but the deputy was able to identify the driver as Mr. Saccone.
Some might be surprised the man was free on bail. The DA says the bail system is really designed in New York to just secure a party's appearance in court. Higher bail makes it less likely a person can be able to go free before a trial.
Now, originally we made the argument in front of Judge Doran that bail should be very, very high because of the available evidence of guilt regarding Mr. Saccone. We did that in open court. Judge Doran accepted those arguments and set bail in the amount of $2 million. That bail was later reduced by a Superior Court judge, and that's why Saccone was able to be out on bail.
Fitzpatrick says Judge Matthew Doran will handle the murder case and the triple fatal alcohol-related accident. He ultimately made the decision to revoke Saccone's bail after the weekend incidents. Saccone had also recently been seen drinking with friends on social media posts. And while Fitzpatrick says drinking probably didn't violate his parole, it sent another message to the families of the victims of last February's fatal car crash.
You know, I can't dictate how an individual is going to behave once he or she is out on bail, but at the very minimum, you know, he has completely ignored the advice of his attorney. And every time one of those pictures is seen, every time, you know, the family has to read about him on a Saturday morning at 2 o'clock in the morning, you know, drinking and out joyriding, that just reopens a wound that is still very fresh and is in the process of healing and will be healing probably forever.
Saccone is next scheduled to be in court in October. He's charged with running a red light at 86 miles an hour, killing 19-year-old Bailey Rose, 18-year-old Michael Walker, and 20-year-old Samra Osmanovich. Chris Bolt, WAER News.
For more on this and other local news stories, visit our website, WAER.org.